I received your letter yesterday in the trenches, and was pleased to hear all are well. We are out for a few days' rest. I am well and feeling fine. It's thawing now, but awfully muddy. I have had some experiences since we've been in the trenches. The first night was 12th February and the morning of the 13th. We went over the top in the early morning. It was some fun, all crouching low in the front line waiting for the charge. There wasn't a murmur in the air, except the guns in the distance. When the final moment came, the sky lit up all around with great flashes. Our artillery put on the barrage to clear the way. The shells came down like hail. I couldn't describe the noise. It was deafening, but fine. So over the top we went, two or three lines of us. The Germans were dumbfounded. We followed our barrage. There wasn't a single German in the front line. When we reached the second line, they were lying in little heaps. Some were in their dugouts. They came up with their hands above their heads, crying, "Oh, mercy, comrade!" Some refused to come up, so they just got a few bombs pitched down amongst them. No time to linger, just one chance they got. Then we went to their third line. None of them showed fight. They were like rats in a trap. Their guns got busy and sent a few shells amongst us, but our artillery skinned them to pieces, and I got back safe and sound, wringing with sweat and mud. I skinned my hands a bit and tore my clothes on the barbed wire entanglements, but that was nothing. We lost a few men, but the losses were light compared with the number of men.